Let me finish reading these testimonies, and I'll give you a test. The children were napping. I sat in a chair in the living room and began to pray. I wanted more of Jesus. I prayed specifically to speak in tongues. There in my living room, God came into my life with a new and deeper presence, and I spoke in a new language. It was the first time I prayed to speak in tongues. I did not understand about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and yet I received it. Now, this person didn't know much. First time they prayed for it, all by themselves, they got it. Grace of God. I went into the bedroom and began praying. In minutes, the Spirit descended on me and I began speaking in tongues. 1 month after I was saved, and what seemed like the longest month in my entire life, because I was seeking the Holy Spirit and hadn't found it. Another brother laid hands on me, and in the lowest level of the prayer room, I struggled and struggled to get free. I seemed unable. As I closed in prayer, a beautiful word came out of my mouth. I thought, could it be? And nothing happened. So I returned to prayer and I said the identical word again, and it was beautiful. I sought God and I began speaking and singing in my new tongue he had given me. Praise the Lord. That person was just about ready to quit, and boom, they got one word. And they kept going, and then they got it. After having been taught a little on the Holy Spirit, I began asking God to fill me. One night, while talking long distance to a friend in Mississippi, the Holy Ghost fell on me right in the middle of the conversation. I began speaking with other tongues for about 20 or 30 minutes. After the tongues died down, I got back on the phone to tell them I had just gotten Spirit-filled. Meanwhile, Mississippi was on hold while I got Spirit-filled. Well, listen to this one. This person is sailing around Vancouver Island all by themselves. Person has grown up building sailboats, and upon graduating from high school, they were free from parental authority, I guess, and going to stretch their wings at age 18, and they're sailing around Vancouver Island all alone. I planned to sail directly for Hawaii, but knowing my father's displeasure with that, I settled on in June, alone in June, to sail around Vancouver Island as a break-in voyage. This is with a homemade sailboat he built. But the person is no novice, and his dad is a professional sailboat builder. What I really intended to do, I suppose, was to come to terms with God. Bob Goss has been witnessing to this guy for 2 years. And he came to terms with God and a big storm up north of the island. That's no easy sail around Vancouver Island. There's some tricky seas up there. I had a broad reach and a following sea. A quick lesson in sailing. The wind was coming from not quite right off the stern, and the seas were more or less. So although I was kept very busy steering, it was glorious. I was just sitting there praising God because he was saved now. God had saved his life, literally. The thing was, the proof didn't stop. I suddenly got so tired I couldn't stay upright, and every muscle in my body felt like jello. My sister later associated it with being slain in the spirit. Well, whatever was going on while I lay there, I started to speak in tongues. I know I must have read about it. I really didn't know what was going on. I passed out sort of half-consciously, and about an hour and a half of tongue-speaking later, I came to. Well, there he was sailing away all by himself, and he wasn't even saved when he left, but he got saved up on the trip when God saved his life in a big storm, and he got right with God, and the next day as he was out sailing again, he got Spirit-filled right in the boat all by himself. He didn't even know what was happening to him. Person's now in Bible college. During this time, we prayed for me to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I can remember many times singing or thinking these odd words as I prayed, but didn't believe that I had been baptized in the Holy Spirit because it didn't happen the same way it happened to my husband. So here's the person, God's right there to do it, But they've got their eyes on what happened to their husband, and they can't get it. Well, the person did get it. I began to think of very strange words. By faith, I spoke them. The person praying with him says, "You've got it. Don't stop." The Spirit gave the utterance, and there I went. Eventually, I stopped. I was in the glory, and the glory was in me. I knew I was filled. This is a person who's new to our church praying for deliverance with a team leader. Team leader looked around and told everybody to pray in their heavenly language. Right away, a strange thought came to my mind. You can't, because you're not spirit-filled. You're not strong enough to stay here. And all of a sudden, the person started to get real afraid. That was enough to scare me. I cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord, fill me so I continue to pray for deliverance with these others." The Lord knew I was desperate, and I began to speak in tongues like the others. See, afraid of the devil. They were praying for someone else. She started to get afraid of the devil and cried out to God and got spirit-filled. The person suggested we pray together that I might receive the baptism. He also said I could pray alone if I preferred. Feeling embarrassed, I opted to pray alone. See, feeling embarrassed. Common. That night, for about 5 minutes, I prayed upon my bed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and received tongues. The tongue was hesitant, stilted, and awkward. I was unsure whether I had really been filled. I prayed that God would reassure me. Well, it's that time of having difficulty yielding. A week later, I had the opportunity to witness to an unsaved friend. I found myself sharing with her with a boldness and power I'd never known before. Scriptures were brought back to my mind, and God's wisdom flowed through me to enable me to answer her questions. I found myself praying in tongues silently as I talked to the person. I knew at that point I had definitely received. Lord is gracious. The elders and pastor laid hands on me and prayed. However, it wasn't until I was riding my bicycle home that God baptized me. I can remember the sudden occurrence of joy and peace unspeakable that came upon me. I wanted to shout, but the neighbors probably wouldn't want that, to hear that. I began to speak in tongues. Many have received it immediately after they prayed, as they were going home or that night or the next day. I get a lot of testimonies on that. Every time I met someone here at the chapel, they would ask me if I was spirit-filled. I would have to answer no. I wonder why they're always asking this person that. The devil began to attack me. The more I got asked, the more frantic I became. I don't recall getting much information about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, except that it meant speaking in tongues. I continued asking for it, and the day following my water baptism, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. This happened at work. God began to work in me during the water baptism service and just kept building throughout the night and into the next day. I went to work feeling a great joy, and as I was working away on some mundane task, I began praying in other tongues. Glory. I kept trying to speak in tongues for a couple months, but always felt as if I was making it up. So I stopped trying and prayed for the Lord to show me if and when I was filled. Confusion. One night this last summer, I woke in my bed, speaking in tongues, and I knew it wasn't me. This isn't the testimony that I told you about. This is another one. Well, so much for that. I'll bring some more another time and read them. They're instructive to hear all these things, because it's like you were there praying for them, and you'll have a broad background of dealing with people. Any comments or questions that you'd like to make before we take this test? It's only a quiz. No questions. Okay.
It's open Bible. Now, you can't just stick tongues on trial inside your mind without trying to do that.
If you're not at tonight's class and you're on tape, this is file 22, Holy Spirit 1, test allegations on John 20, 22, and Acts 1 and 2, which we've already covered. These are essay questions. Be brief, for my sake. However, when in doubt, write more. That's only a common thing to do. Answer each question fully, which means don't write a book. The space provided is adequate. With complete sentences, I'm not so worried about that. This is an English test. It's a Holy Spirit test. Give the scripture references. Well, I'm not requiring that. In other words, if you quote it, I know where it is. So that's fine with me. You need to understand the question. What is the person saying? And then understanding it, you need to know what's wrong with it, and then bring the scriptures or the truth to correct it. For example, number two, tongues were used to bridge language barrier. We know that isn't true. Then you have to prove why it isn't true. Prove why it isn't true. Give evidence. This is just a quiz. It's an essay test. I'll be grading it myself. So when we come back next time, we don't have class next week, do we? Vacation next week, we don't have class. So in 2 weeks, we'll come back, I'll have corrected it, and we'll go over it in class. These are all statements against tongues. They're not questions. They're things people bring up against tongues or against one part of the doctrine. Actually, you don't have to write that much. So, I'm hoping this doesn't take the rest of the period. If it does, I guess it does. But maybe in a half hour you can be done. We'll just see. That would be appropriate. Any way in which you can refute the point that's being stated. Either show it to be illogical or wrong or something. How many are done? If you're done, you can turn your paper in and be dismissed. There's just a few minutes left. If you're not done, see if you can finish here by the time is up. I see.
Yeah.
I should have put it in the test file. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Did you look in there?
I think I did.
It should be in there. I don't think I have anything. I think I've returned everything, so I just stick them in there. I'm pretty sure it's in there. If it's not in there, let me know, but I don't think I have it. The Gift of the Holy Spirit.
Is that a common book?
It's not in print anymore, I don't believe. We have it in our library. And it was published by him. I don't know how many copies he got, but the only place to find it would be an Assembly of God publishing house. And isn't Radiant an Assembly of God publishing house downtown?
I don't know.
I think it is. You could call them if they have it, but I don't think it's in print. It's just a testimony of his ministry and his teachings on it. He makes things a little more dramatic than I did, or a little more clear-cut. Like, he's really dogmatic that people should receive it right now. And I don't think that everybody can. You know, not that God doesn't want to, but that they can't, because of various reasons. But his results are good. There's no question about it. And I know he's got the truth on that one point, what holds people back. And so,
it's a lot of testimony like that.
Testimony, his own experiences, and teaching on it. And I thought the book was really instructive. It was a really good book. Oh, 150 pages, paperback.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot better than a lot of the books that are out that, in my opinion, are really shallow, written, you know. This guy's got a lot of experience. You know, he's a real expert on the subject. So, and even then, I don't agree with everything he says, but he's got enough in there to really help. I can't say that I really recommend the book, because he's really dealing with that one issue, dealing with how hard to get people.